Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a call in with your stories about comparing salaries. Have you ever compared your salary with that of a coworker? And what happened next? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I ask because President Obama has signed two executive orders aimed at promoting equal pay for men and women in the workplace. And one of those orders prohibits contractors from punishing employees for talking about their salaries with their colleagues. The idea is to promote equal pay by promoting transparency. If women can find out what their male counterparts make, it'll encourage more fairness. So we want to know if this conversation is taking place. Is this a conversation that you've ever had? Men and women, have you ever compared your salary with that of a coworker? Tell us about it. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. What happened? Did you learn that you make more or less than somebody who maybe does the same work as you do? And if so, what did you do about it? Did you ask your boss for a raise? Did you confront your boss in any way? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And here's a clip of the president yesterday talking about what he says openness could do to encourage equal pay.
There are women here today who worked in offices where it was against the rules for employees to discuss salaries with one another, and because of that, they didn't know they were being paid less than men, just like Lily didn't know, for doing the exact same work. For some, it was years before they found out. And even then, it only happened because a manager accidentally let it slip. Or, as in Lily's case, a sympathetic coworker quietly passed a note. She only found out she earned less than her male colleagues for doing the same work because somebody left an anonymous note.
President talking about Lily there, Lily Ledbetter, who it came to light much after the fact was the victim of paid discrimination. Should it be up to a sympathetic coworker to quietly pass a note to you if you're the victim of a pay disparity? President Obama yesterday signing an executive order to allow employees or contractors to talk about their salaries with their colleagues. 212-433-9692. But my understanding is that only applies to federal contractors. He wants it more broadly. 212-433-9692. There's a vote scheduled for this morning. This may be taking place right now, on whether the Senate will consider legislation to make this order a law for all employers in the country. Democrats know this won't pass, by the way, but that's part of the politics of the issue. They want to get their base inflamed. But what do you think of the Republican view here, that this issue shouldn't eclipse what they call real job creation, that employers shouldn't be forced by the government to allow their employees to discuss salaries with each other? But tell us your stories. Have you ever discussed your salary with a coworker or asked somebody about theirs, and with what effect? 212-433-WNYC. We'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Okay, we've got 10 minutes left in the show for this. Tell us your stories of discussing your salary with a coworker and comparing it with theirs. Our lines are full. We'll see how many of these we can get to. Let's start with Joanna in Patchogue. Hi, Joanna. You're on WNYC.
How are you this morning?
I'm okay.
Or this afternoon.
Thank you. Still morning, 12 more minutes. Tell us your story.
Hi. I'm now in my late 30s, older, wiser, and more outspoken. But in my mid-20s, I was working for a Fortune 500 company and based out of Massachusetts. And I was lucky enough to be promoted. I really enjoyed my job. When I was promoted, I worked primarily with a lot of older men, and I was told how lucky I was to be promoted, and I was. However, my counterpart in Connecticut was also promoted at the same time. When I found out that he was making almost $10,000 a year more than I was, I was really disheartened. And I spoke to my VP in regards to that to ask. I had a larger region. I had more stores to look after. I had a lot more responsibility. And when I was, you know, when I inquired about that, I was told that I was young, I was single, and my counterpart in Connecticut, Bill, had a family. And he, you know, he had a family and he had a lot more responsibility, financial responsibility.
So
than
we've got age discrimination. We've got marital status discrimination.
Oh, I would say it was all of the above.
How did you find out, though, about him being paid more than you for the same work?
We actually, we were out that night because we were down for a our regional meeting down in Florida. And we were all talking, and I just happened to say something. Bill happened to say how much, you know, he was offered, and I was really shocked. And you know,
you were just comfortable enough with each other, and maybe a little lubricated, and it all just came up. Joanna, thank you very much. That's a good way to start this conversation. Judith in the Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Judith.
Hi. Okay, so my story happened about 35, 38 years ago. I was an editorial secretary in publishing, and I was working with three other editorial secretaries, and I had a conversation with one of them who turned out to be making more than the other three of us. And so we all went to our supervisor, who did give us all a raise, but she got angry at the one editorial secretary who was also her personal secretary because she assumed that she had told the rest of us this information and that I was making up the story about being told by the one who made more to cover for her personal secretary.
So what President Obama wants to do is have it be policy that you cannot penalize, in this case, that one who she was angry at, for having shared salary information.
Right, but indeed she hadn't, so she was a totally innocent bystander and was being blamed for something she didn't do.
And again, it's you had a comfort level with your colleagues that you were actually sharing your salaries. A lot of people might feel kind of awkward about that.
We were all essentially in the same situation. We were all in our early 20s, and the reason I think that the one who got paid more was because it was like her second secretarial job instead of her first.
Right. I got you, Judith. Thank you very much. Maureen in Oceanside. You're on WNYC. Hi, Maureen.
Hi. Well, my story actually took place last week when I found out what my merit increase was going to be, and I went on to Glass Ceiling and found out that I'm actually being paid less after working for the company for 8 years, less money than they're hiring somebody at the end of the month for. So that's one part, and then the other part was that I spoke to a colleague who has been with the company a lot longer and is in a different level because they classify us in like grade levels, and you know, he's making a substantial amount of money more than I am because he's been with the company for 30 years. But I was just calling about the, you know, the difference in them hiring somebody making about $1,500 more than me as a starting salary after I've worked for the company for 8 years.
For a similar position to what you do now?
Same exact position.
Wow. Yep. Wow. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I did, you know, speak to my manager and I called HR, but HR was really not in the position to represent me. It had to go through my manager, so I went through my manager and she asked if I could get, you know, any type of increase. And the only way that I can get an increase is if I get pushed up in a different level, because apparently I'm at the higher range of the grade level that I'm in. So basically, they're not really doing much.
By the way, you mentioned that you went on Glass Ceiling. What is that? Is that a website?
Yeah, so it was a website where you could kind of plug in what position you're in and what like the starting salary is and what some of the different benefits would be that you would be getting if you worked for different companies in various positions.
Maureen, good luck. And by the way, I now know that the Senate has already voted this morning to block that legislation that we talked about. So companies will still be able to penalize workers who discuss their salaries with their colleagues, if the companies so choose. Josephine in Rutherford, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. I worked in customer service, and my job partly was to give out the envelopes to the with the paychecks in them, and I gave the wrong envelope to the wrong employee, and when she found out, she went to management. I almost lost my job.
Did you do it on purpose?
No, I didn't. The names were quite similar.
You weren't being a quiet little whistleblower?
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. I'm not that brave. Thank you for taking my call. But obviously, they didn't want each other to know what the salary the other was making, obviously.
Apparently not. So you think that the president is right when he says transparency will lead to more equality?
Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you very much. Kathy in Red Bank, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, good morning. I was calling to report that the past couple of jobs that I've had in the legal profession, I've actually been the highest earner. And I've worked with men. I've worked with people who are on the same skill level as me, same amount of experience. But I'm telling all the young ladies who are listening, you got to ask for it in the beginning. Don't take any offer without seriously contemplating it just because it crosses the table. You got to really consider, can I live on this? Is this a fair salary for what I'm doing? And the time to get it is at the job interview, when they make you that offer.
I heard a story on another show on the station that was about a study that found that women are more dogged negotiators when they're negotiating on behalf of someone else than on behalf of themselves.
Yeah, get over that, ladies.
And what about discussing your salary? Did you, it sounds like you did well for yourself, but did you ever compare your salaries with anybody else? I mean, you said you were, you know, among the highest paid. How did you know?
Yeah, I happen to have worked with a group of people who were very open and honest about their salaries. And we were always talking about, you know, hey, what's the bonus going to be? Are we getting incremental raises this year? What do you think it's going to be? And it just sort of came out. But that has to do a lot with the people that you work with.
Kathy, thank you so much. Yvette in Stamford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Yvette.
Hi. Thank you for having me. My brother and I, this was 20 years ago, but my brother and I both worked in construction estimating. And I quit this one job. He went and got the same job within that year, and they immediately offered him $5,000 more to start.
Same exact job?
Same exact job.
They can't pass a law prohibiting you from having a conversation with your brother.
Exactly.
Unless maybe he works under the same roof. I don't know. But there you go. Sibling strife from this? Or did he get indignant on your behalf?
Not at all. He saw the injustice of it. And I had a degree, and he didn't.
Yvette, glad you shared that story. All right, I think we can do one more. Who gets it? How about Amanda in Manhattan? You're on WNYC. Hi, Amanda.
Hi. I used to work for a top U.S. investment bank. I don't want to say which one, but I'm sure all the listeners have heard of it. And I was working on a team of about five or six people and was promoted based on merit to the manager of the team, to team lead, when the existing manager left. And so I found out everyone's salaries, and to my surprise, I found out that I was the second lowest paid person on the team. The only other person who was paid less than me was the other woman. And the men I was managing were all making more than me.
So like, dude, if I'm going to get the promotion, the raise comes with it.
Right.
But how did you find out?
Well, because I signed on to the manager website, they just didn't realize it was an oversight. I was allowed to see the information once I became their manager, and they didn't realize it.
Accidental transparency at a major investment bank. Amanda, thank you very much. And that's where we end. Other than to say again, this news has broken. The Senate already this morning has blocked legislation endorsed by President Obama that would have barred employers from punishing employees who compare salaries with others. Thanks for your calls. You can keep that conversation going at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. And thanks for listening, everybody.